All right, we resume a very important study that we'll take up today, tomorrow as well. And this is a very big issue. How do we live in this world as Christians? That's a very big question to ask ourselves. How does it work? How do we understand these things here? All right, well, let's take a look at this very carefully. Okay. And we talk about in beginning from verse 11, okay, where Peter pleads with them to understand what it means to live. And this is absolutely important for us. When we live with a sense of thing here, the key word that comes out is where this whole idea of conduct. Right? And it must be particularly with reference to good works. And we are committed to all of these things here. When we take a look at this idea, if we're just saying we are Christians, we go to church, we sing songs, and all that, this is a church community. But when we look at the church community in the light of the greater community, which is the world, then we must ask ourselves, how do we conduct ourselves in this world? Right? Now, this is going to be a very, very important thing for us to consider. Now, one of the things that you need to understand, and this word is probably going to take some time for us to digest. And this word that Peter is suggesting that we look at is the word submission. Now, we are going to be very happy to take it up with you on this matter. What does it really mean to actually practice submission? Right? Now, we are going to have maybe a healthy, lively debate on this issue of submission, where men and women and so on and so forth, the government and all that is, we're going to talk about it. What is it all about? Okay? So the challenge is very beginning in verse 11 and verse 12, right? So we are sojourners, we are pilgrims, we are to abstain from the things which are wrong, we are going to concentrate on the good works. This is basically what we are supposed to be. That's it, in a nutshell, right? Now, the question now is, what happens? Well, because we live in a world, there is this thing called government. And we start raising how to submit to the government. Right? You know, you can get angry about a lot of things. You can say, I've been driving wonderfully for 10 years. And then suddenly, you crossed the red line when you were talking and you didn't realize it. And then a few weeks later, you have a red letter that says, please submit the name of. And then they decide. Right? And you cannot say, but I have been driving so well for 10 years. One small thing, you come and give me a fine. Doesn't work. So what do we do? And one of the key words that we need to look at is the whole idea of submission. And this is a very difficult word for some of us. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake. Whether they are kings, as supreme, or the governors, whatever. Right? So this is important. But as born servants of God, we honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now this is said, now this is important for us. You've got to understand the context of it all. Right? The context of it all is that Rome ruled Israel. In fact, all the churches that Paul founded, the overlord of all was Rome. Now, Rome's law is really quite different. They basically have a rule a law that protects. They call it the Pax Romana, right? They call it because they say this is the peace of Rome. And the laws are all advantage to Rome, Roman citizen, that's it. Right? So one, they have got this thing called the 12 tablets, which is basically their law system, right? In this system, only those who are patrician class can become magistrates. Those who are plebeian class, they will never be able to go high. They're stuck there. It's almost like a caste system. You can't get out, right? But if you were to become a Roman citizen, you can do so if you have been colonized and you have been given Roman citizenship. Or if you are not given that, you can pay a huge sum of money to become a Roman citizen. Right? Those are the ways in which you can become all of these things here. And Paul's word is submit. Wow. How do we do this? And a lot of people struggle with submission. A really big struggle. So there are all kinds of views taken up. And yet the reality of it all, it is clearly stated. Right? Submit yourselves. Right? So there are people who, have all kinds of reservations about this and that. Right? So some years ago, Thailand decided that we are going to make marijuana no longer a prohibited item. So you go to Thailand, you see main cities all the time, shops selling marijuana. Sell. You can see a typical green thing there. You go inside, you can, And now, years later, they really regretted that. Because a lot of people have become hooked to it. Don't worry, it's not addictive. Don't worry, you can take it like, it's like cigarette. Like, no worries. Are you serious? Right? In Australia, one packet of cigarettes is now $40. Well, if you got money to burn, it's all right. And it's what they're doing, burning the money. For what? Right? So ours is still not so bad. Still high. I don't know what's the cost because I don't smoke. So frankly, I don't know and I don't care. So the idea of practicing submission to me is not a problem. Right? Of course, everybody grumbles about paying income tax. Why must I pay so much? That's why we get good roads. That's why we get good hospitals. That's why we got a rich country, because we do our part. What to do? Better to pay taxes than have nothing to pay. That's also not a great situation. See, with a lot of us just find it very hard to practice submission. And I'm not going to ask you to talk about opposition party. I'm not going to talk to you about what about those who are in prison. That's not the point. Right? It doesn't matter which party is in. And certainly we don't want to mention anything with reference to this host country that we are now in. We don't want to get involved in the thing. The question is, how should the Christian conduct himself in all of these things here? And the key word is submit. No matter how you look at it, right? Think about this very, very carefully. And it's something that we have to think about very carefully. I had a friend who was a colonel in the army, our Singapore army. But there was this young recruit also who happened to know him in church. So in church, they talk normally. They go to the army camp, the person, hey, hi. The officer in charge is serving the senior officer there, scolded him, get out of this, and punish him on the spot. How dare you talk to our CO like that? And say, this is not your church, this is army camp, you say, sir. Okay, sorry, sir. I mean, this kind of things happen. So what do you do? Submit. Right? I mean, this happens all the time. When I was serving in NS, I had a lot of recruits with under me. So there was this guy who came up to me. He said, "Sir, can I make me corporal? Please promote me. I will help you, sir. You don't have to worry. I will organize the men for you." And I said, "But you always yell at people." He said, "Sir, no. I'll be very good. I will care for them. I will take care of them." You know. So I watched him carefully for about 3 months and all that. So I was the one who helped him to get his stripes. The day he came back with 2 stripes down there, he started yelling at all the men who didn't have. You see, it happens. There are people who like to throw their weight. Even though you got a couple of stripes, also got more authority than those who don't have anything. And it was a very, very tough time to get. I said, "Why you promise me that you won't say, now you're doing it?" He said, "Sir, the men are very bad, you know. All kinds of excuses will come up. I've got to scold them for their own good." This is how, and it's very hard to practice submission to people who are like that. Seriously, and we all understand that. Right? Nevertheless, it is submission. Right? Now, it goes on further. What about those who are servants? The word here is really slaves. Supposing you are a slave, what can I do? I'm a Christian, I'm a slave. In fact, there were many, many Christian slaves in those times. Daily, really many slaves in those times. And the same word is used. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear. Not only to the good ones, but also to the harsh. Oh, that is hard. Now, what can masters, bad masters, do to their servants? 1, they can starve them. 2, they can beat them. And the law will not go against the masters because the slaves have no rights. You cannot appeal to a Roman court. You will not be heard. You are the property of the master. Property, chattel. So there's nothing to protect you. So if finally the master wants to sell you, that's it. You're gone. So how to practice submission? It's harder than most people think. Right? Well, so we have got 2 levels now. 1st, the government or the governors of the kings. 2nd, the local masters. How do we understand all of these things here? Right? So Peter explains. Okay? This is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. Oh, that is going to be a real problem. So what is submission? And we all find it very difficult to submit ourselves. And this is important. Right? So there's really little or no choice about the whole thing. This word is clear as day, submit. That's about it. And you can't do it any other way. You cannot change things in any way. And that's how that works. Right, so when we have the example of the Lord Jesus, now this is important for us to understand, okay? The Lord said, Peter said, "What credit is it when you are beaten for your faults? You're lazy, you can't be bothered, you don't check your work, you do things sloppily, you make a mess of things, and you break things all the time. Listen, and you're punished for it. You cannot say, you know, it was my bad day." You can't. So those Roman people, actually, they collect a lot of artifacts. They collect a lot of priceless things they put in the house. And you're supposed to clean the house. And you break 1 or 2 of them. sorry. The master is going to beat you half to death. So they said, that's what the word was. If you are guilty of being beaten, then that's it. You have to bear with it. But what credit is there? But when you are beaten for things you didn't do, then there is some credit standing over here. Right? So when you do good and you suffer and you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. So keyword, submission. Right, sensitive right now, you want to raise questions about submission, be happy to take it up before I go on to the next part of it. Anybody wants to know? Let's say you come, yes. Can I get the mic? Yeah, where's the mic? Yeah, sorry, Alvin is not here this morning. He has to drive the granddaughter of the one who passed away back to Singapore. Right, good, thanks. Okay, we let's take a bit of
hello,
time.
Hello.
Ouch. Testing.
That's the problem with hearing aids. You hear harder. Right, go ahead, pass it to her. Yes.
Thank you, Pastor. My question is...
Can you hear?
My question is, if you have a cruel and violent master, for example, during the time of Nazi, the Germans... And
sure.
We shouldn't be submissive to these people. And okay. Yet there are many people who did that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now this is a big question. Right? Now, first of all, let's say we have a very oppressive government. Does this apply? Wait a minute. You think the Romans are very nice? Are you serious? They will crucify people like the Lord Jesus was crucified. Just like that. Even though you pronounce him innocent, you will still be crucified. That is Roman law. Submission? Yes? No? You see, we often think that nothing could be worse than Nazism. I am not so sure that we are not living in those days already. Right? So the question is, how do we submit? Now, I will go into that very shortly. Right? So I'm going to go into that. But let's understand this word submission first. Because it is applied, firstly, in a general thing here. And this, right? Now, can I resist, for example? Right? Can I resist because it is not doing something right? Yes. Will I get into trouble if I resist? Yes. Can I be killed? Yes. Now, I want to stop here and tell you a story of a man called Sugihara, a Japanese person. Now, we all heard of Schindler's List. This man called Schindler, he hires people and then, you know, he saves a lot of people. He saved over 1,000 people. But nobody has heard, or hardly anybody has heard of Sugihara-san. Anybody? 6,000 people he saved. Why? He was a diplomat. And I really appreciate it. And he wrote, you know, he would personally write to give them a visa to get out of the country they're in, so that they can go over to Japan or anywhere, all Jews. All handwritten with his stamp. Day and night, husband and wife work to help people. He was, even though the Japanese, they are allies, you know, Axis allies, and they was actually, they should be persecuting, but no, they said no, cannot. That's it, right? So one day, the Japanese synagogue over in Japan, the rabbi there, well, not really, but the leader there, just painted the whole thing over so that it will not be too obvious it is a synagogue. The policeman came along and said, "Sir, paint it back. Let it be known. You will be protected. Nobody will come and hurt you and harm you here." Right? So there are governors who understand that they should not misuse the law. But there are those who don't care. Same word, submission, to good or bad masters. It's a very difficult word. That's why we need to know how do we do that. Right? But if you want to disobey the government, you can. But you will be at a risk too. Right? So this becomes a real bit of a challenge. But the key word is to submit. Right? John Knox was a Presbyterian pastor. His was Bible on the left hand, sword on the right hand. That was his church, because there was no way in which he can walk safely. There were all kinds of crazy people all around, all in the name of Christianity, all in the name of religion, fight each other. So he had to use a sword to defend himself. Right? So on the pulpit, he will be defending with the scriptures. But on the road, he has to carry a sword because he can be assaulted anytime. So he became a fighter pastor. Right? So just imagine, kung fu pastor, and there he is defending himself. Do you have a right to defend yourself? Yes. But will you be at a risk too? Yes. Alright? That's what we have. John Bunyan. How many times he went to jail? But the jailers were very good to him. So he's always in and out. It's like, you know, resting place for him. But they really liked the way he lived his life. And he went back into the jail for a while until the manager said, "Stop, no more." Right? So this is where we ask ourselves. The question is, how do we submit? Now, can I resist? It's different from, can I revolt? There's a lot of difference. If I'm resisting the law, meaning to say, if you want me to give up my faith, I'm not. I'm resisting the law. I'm not giving up my faith. I will be killed for my faith. Fine. But if I lead a revolt, Spartacus, now then you have a real problem. Right? That's those of you who are too young to understand Spartacus. There was this prisoner who, you know, among the gladiators. And so he became there. And he was the person who literally defeated Roman legions, one small band of people, and they were making Rome look ridiculous. Rome sends thousands of soldiers, all get defeated by this guy. And then finally, he was arrested. And so, but they didn't know who Spartacus was. So he was in a jail. Right? And so this scene came up, and there were the Roman soldier, "Who is Spartacus? Stand out." And the old guy stood up. "How can he be Spartacus?" Then another one, a fat one, stood up. "I am Spartacus." And everybody was Spartacus. They would not allow their leader to die. They would give their lives. Resisting is one thing, but when you go into revolt, finally, all of them were wiped out. See, that's your danger. Resistance that leads to revolt, you will be met with the full force of the government power. That's what we are looking at. Now, is there an abuse of all these things? Unfortunately, we're seeing it all the time. Abuse, abuse, all the time. What is the best answer? Right? Well, you can pray against the person. Can you? Can I still resist by praying against? Yes. Can I pray against wickedness? Yes. Can I pray against evil? Yes. Do you believe in that power of prayer there? So why should you be afraid? But the key word is submission first, to understand. There's a general rule. Resistance distinguished from revolt. Because now you are going to arm people, train people to kill. That's your revolt. See, there's a lot of difference between a resistant. I can say, no, I mean, here is Elijah. Ahab wants to make everybody an idol worshiper, and he says no. And Ahab accused him of troubling Israel. He replied, "You are the one who troubles Israel." He's not afraid. Right? Now, can I resist like that? Yes. But I lead and train a fighting prophet group? No. That's a lot of difference. I hope you understand how this can work. And it's a very fine line sometimes to be drawn. And it's going to be very difficult. Sorry, get it. Yeah, go ahead.
I enjoy reading history. And history has shown us,
sure,
that without rebellion,
sure,
nothing changes.
Right, exactly. But seriously, remember, you can start a war, but you cannot guarantee the outcome. So what are you starting? Right? Unfortunately, in the name of history, or the name of religion, wars are fought. This is why people are looking on the outside. Most of the wars over Europe, or over the Crusades. All right? So they began to attack Jerusalem. Why? Because they called them Christ killers. Look at that. That's 12th century down at the time. This is 21st century. And they have never forgotten what happened. How can you do this in the name of the Lord? So when I was a kid, I thought, wow, Richard and Lionheart are so good. And I began to read into the history and say, wow, this guy is really bad. It's a question of who tells the story. If you are the victor, you can tell the story anyhow you like. If you are the loser, it's a different. Why would they kill like that? All in the name of the Lord. And did they really go and do anything for the land? No. They enriched themselves. They went in, took all the things which they want for themselves, all in the name of righteousness, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never has the Lord. That's why the Lord said, if it's my kingdom is of this world, then would my servants fight. My kingdom is not of this world. And we forget that. His kingdom is not of this world. Even if it means suffering, he took it. This is the example of the Lord. But when you look at history, you look at all the, we can tell all kinds of wonderful stories of how people are valorous, people who fight with honor, and so on and so forth. Or you can tell us stories like that. But they are as rare as 1 in 100,000. Instead, all the time, war is atrocity. Now we look at one of the greatest victims of it all, really, are the children and the women. Kosovo, as recent as Kosovo, 20th century. Right? And the order was given, rape all the women. And they broke the spirit of a city, just like that. The women felt they have no, they felt shame, they felt guilt. They all left the whole community. We can't come back and live here. See, it's a war tactic. That's a sad reality. All right, I saw one victim was a young man, and he was raped. Mentally, he went off completely. He says, am I a boy or am I a girl? I don't know. Why was I raped? His mind was gone. This is war. Because if you want simply say, fight, then you could now distinguish what to fight, who to fight, how to fight. No. This is the world we live in. We are sojourners. We are pilgrims. Why are we involved in all these things for? There are spiritual battles to fight, we don't fight. There are wars to come and we can fall in fighting and all kinds of things. Where do you stop? Right? Next stop, Cuba. The president has already been told, you're no good. What next? Where is this going to stop? Well, we pray. Lord, have mercy, help. Right? And yet there are also Christian pastors who say, yes, go ahead, do it. Hide, what's happening? You will always have two sides, and both sides can be eloquent to fighting or defending, one way or the other. But we've forgotten one rule, submission, taught by the Apostle Peter. Same with Romans 13, the Lord's Apostle Paul. See, we don't know how to regard the Lord's word. We don't know how to regard, because we feel angry, we are upset, and we think this is no good. And you want to find out all the things which are no good. You can come up with a whole long list, and still you have to answer this one word, submit. More than the word submit, called. Look at this word that we're going to read now in 1 Peter. Right? And so here we are told very clearly what this is all about. Okay? And this is important for us to know, to understand. Okay? Verse 21. For to this you were called. Then the example, because the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Life committed no sins, right? Nor was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Right? Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, referring to the cross. Right? Having died to sins, might live for righteousness. There we have the greatest example of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what do we say concerning submission? And we find it very hard to teach people submission. I mean, we all understand that. Now, if there is a law that says they're going to ban all Christians, if you are a Christian, you go to jail. Well, I'm going to jail. I will not give up my faith. No matter what. I'm resisting. But will I fight and lead a revolt? No. Then I will follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus. Right? We make sure that there's no sin on our part. We make sure there's no deceit on our part. And then be prepared to suffer for whatever we have to suffer. Yeah, go ahead. You can pass the two. Yeah, go ahead.
Pastor, what about the midwives during the time of Pharaoh? They did not obey Pharaoh's instruction of killing the male child.
Yeah, the big problem is when you finally get down to, at that moment, you don't know how you behave. It's all very nice. Yeah, I will do it. And you actually go into it. Now, we don't know how you will behave. None of us know. Right? So that's what Peter was told, Master. Everyone denies you, I won't. Everyone flees from you, I won't. He was the one who denied the Lord. So I am not going to tell you that we all can do it. I'm not going to tell you I can do it. But I want to do it. I want to follow in his footsteps. Whether I can do it or not, I don't know. How do you know? How do you know how you will perform under torture? Seriously, you don't know. We have a lot of people. I mean, we are looking at people who have suffered for the Lord. You have one story of the Roman person who became believers. Right? So he was sentenced. His sentence, you know, together with all who are believers. And they were put onto an ice floor. Right? No armor, nothing. You're going to stand down there until you die from the cold. And the word was, if you want to, one, deny your faith. Two, pay and just give an ovation, a drink offering to the emperor. All you just say, this is for the emperor. not only will you be forgiven, you'll be promoted. Initially, they said, no, we will stand for our faith. But after a while, the cold became so bad. Their legs were frozen. They were really, really, some of them jumped into the sea to swim back. So did some fall? Yes. Did some remain true? Yes. But the best part of it was the people, soldiers on land. Those who departed from their faith, and they saw those who stood for their faith, and they jumped into the river, into the sea, to join those who had to take over the place that who had left. There are always stories of heroes like that. Thank God for them. But there are also stories where people suffer defeats. Either way, we grieve or be happy. It's very hard to tell reaction. It's easy to theorize. It's easy to say, I want to do this, do that, do the other. Wait till you go to actual pain. It's a different story. It really is a different story. Right? I try to be nice when people take my blood. Okay. Just recently, a week ago, I'm going to take it out. They said, usually a very good person, this phlebotomist. Right? So the person poked, and they said, after a while, cannot find the blood. Actually, didn't connect properly. Right? So the person say, sorry sir. Yeah. What do I say? I'm in pain. I say, it's all right. You really mean it? Yeah, okay, well, try the other hand. I don't see a lot of confidence there. Try the other hand. Oh, no, my heart sinks. I say, okay, try the other hand. So, a bit painful. I said, don't worry. I've really gone through one. If this hand doesn't work, what else? That if you have not been there, you don't understand this. And I was in Mount, this was, Mount E, when I was at a particular operation. And, it was just really, really painful at that point of time. And so they were going to put something in. So the nurse came in, tried one hand, tried the other hand, both didn't work. And I said, will you please stop? See, this is a good part about being a private patient. You can call for your own doctor. So would you please call that doctor now? He's a friend of mine. He's an anesthetist. He will come. Right? So he said, but today is Sunday, you know. I said, you just call him. He will come after he finished his worship service. And he came. And he looked at it and he said, okay, now I'm going to do a very different method. And he took a different method. It was still painful, but he, otherwise mine was already blue black. And you can say, it's all right. In your heart, your lips can say it's all right. In your heart, it is not all right. See, we are human beings. So the principle would begin here. You begin to practice it by understanding the principle, submit. Right? Then we go on to example. How do we sustain it? Look at the example of the Lord Jesus. So every time I go for all those tests, you know, they poke here, poke there, do this, do that, do the other thing. So I always think of 1 Peter 2 in my mind. Of course, nothing compared to what the Lord went through. Right? Because what the Lord went through, well, his needle is a very big one. Right? This is a with a hammer, and he's driven to him. Wow, that's really, really, really painful. This is trying to see where they can see the vein. And I thought, people said, that's why I always try to keep my veins strong. I keep exercising, making sure that the veins are strong so that they can always flow nicely. But sooner or later, some of those things here, not good. And it happens all the time. Right? So then you have to learn how to, okay, now I'm going to adjust. I shift my mode of submission into, Lord, this is my calling, and I'm going to fulfill that calling, even if it is painful. I don't know how you cope. Some people can stay, yeah, go and poke. I can't. I tried. I really try, but I can't. So a little bit of a coward, right? And I've seen people blue black all over the place because, you know, they can't find or it's punctured and all that. It's an unsightly thing. You know, you just tell them, that fellow should be fired. Don't. This is your frustration and your anger. Don't. Call. Suffer. Submit. Suffer. And a lot of us find it very hard to submit and say, go ahead.
Pastor, how about wartime conscription?
Sure.
What if we are conscripted to kill?
Okay, I mean, if Singapore get attacked, I ask myself, what would I do? I would sign up. Now, they look at me. I mean, I saw sign up. I tried to sign up to give blood. I would do my part. I said, then they told me, say, sir, thank you for wanting to give blood. But you tell me your history. You got asthma, you got high blood pressure. You got. He said, sir, here, have a cup of coffee, some biscuit, go home. And don't come again. I get rejected. But would I defend my country? I will. I love my country. Right? When I was born, I was dyed in the wool to be Singaporean, and I love our country.
What if we think that the war is wrong?
That's all wars are bad. All wars are bad. But am I going to fight a war of aggression to take that which is not ours? I won't. I can't. But if I'm going to defend, it's a different story. I will. You come to my, I don't bother. You come to my property. What will I do? You know, in Tibet, there are cats, but that's not my cat. Okay? In Tibet, there are cats called Manx cats. You know, and Manx cats are trained. And there are jewels left on the floor. You don't even think about dropping one step nearer. A Manx cat is fiercer than an Alsatian. They've tried the big Alsatian to a fight with a Manx cat. They all get killed. Cats are like that. Manx cat, they're trained to protect the jewels which are there. But they are normally, they're nice. Just don't steal. Same. Right? No, so if you come armed into my house, do I have a right to defend myself? Yes. Can I disarm you? Yes. If along the way your head gets knocked. Well, listen, I'm not going to, however, beat your head until you become pulp. Now, that's excessive. But well, do I have a right to defend? Yes. Do I have a right to be aggressive and attack? No. Right? Submission doesn't mean somebody slapped me. Here, you still forgot this one. Hey, didn't do it. Do it again. That is stupidity. That is not submission. This, the Lord does not call us to stupidity. Right? So when Paul was slapped, he asked, how dare you? And so he was asked, how dare you speak to the high priest like that? And Paul said, I didn't know he was a high priest. Why would a high priest behave like that? See, you have a right to speak up. Right? You have a right to speak up. That's what the Lord did. Right? But he is resisting the scribes, the Pharisees and Sadducees and all the... He will dare to tell them, you are hypocrites, but he will pay the price too. His life. But did he lead a revolt against the Rome? No. Did he revolt against anybody? No. That's your difference. But submission is there. One, two, called. Now that's a big word. We're called to salvation. We're called to service. Then we are called to suffer. Now that would be a very big word because we have the example of the Lord Jesus Christ there. Right? Now it's unfortunately we look at Christianity, these are pacifist people. And we think that this person, these are weak-kneed people, cowardly people. That's not true. Right? Now, this is very important. There was once an Aikido master. This is one of very high ranking Aikido master in Japan. And so he says to his students, okay, if people want to come and rob you, give them the money. Right? Go ahead. You want the money? One day, it will happen to him. Right? So the students were around and they said, Master, this guy is armed with all kinds of weapons. They're coming to attack you. They want your money. And he says, give to him. Right? It's only when the person attacked with a sword. 5 seconds, the man was down on the floor. That's your difference. Right? He's not going to be the aggressor. It was never meant to be so. But it is meant for defense. That's what it is. Right? So can we understand this thing? But the challenge is to be sure that we don't end up being aggressive for this because we have the power to be aggressive. This is where might is not right. Now we're not going to use, when people abuse their might, their power to bring people down, to bow to them. That's not what the Lord has called us to do. Can't, won't. Well, the Roman historian tells us how in the days when Constantine became the next emperor, 4th century, what happened was this. He made, go and study for me, historian, show me the last 10 emperors, what happened to them. So he made a list. Every single emperor that tried to put down Christianity, every single one became assassinated or died a terrible death of some illness. 10 in a row. And he just stopped. No more. Christianity will now become my official religion for Rome. That's why from the 4th century, so much of Europe became, so-called, Christians. Constantine the Great was the one who did this. Right? But did he do a service to the church? Actually, we wish we are more persecuted than we are. We are so comfortable that, well, like the warrior song, yeah? In a quiet place. I don't want to be bothered. This is not being pacific. This is just being lazy. Right? And this is something that we all need to think about. Now, there are people who are going to, later on when Victor Olé shares his story, you will hear about how personally he went through a difficult time. Let him tell you his story. Right? But it is a difficult, difficult world we live in. So we have to ask ourselves, remember, we're just passing through. Two, practice submission. Three, remember our calling. Right? And then look at the Lord Jesus again and again, and then realize that he is the best of examples to follow. And we just follow. That's the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And this would be something that we want to seriously consider. Right? So now we go on further to talk about all of these things here. Right? When we talk about when he was reviled, this is the example of the Lord Jesus. Okay? And we look at how what it means. We have now returned to the shepherd, and that is important. Then comes the next chapter, which is, we're going to go into 3 and 4 because they're all very closely related. This one is a very hard one. Right? This is where wives, likewise, a lot of wives don't like this verse. But men memorizes one of the verses they memorize. They always quote this to the wife. Wives, therefore, be submissive to your own husbands. Wow. All right? Well, how about that? Now, is in real life, the man can only quietly recite this in prayer. In real life, it is not true. Right? He who rules in the kitchen rules the household. Right? And all the person is look, show an angry face, and the whole room does not need air conditioning. It's so cold. Right? One look, wow, if eyes can kill, you can see, wow, this. And men practice submission. Okay. Well, you see, the Lord says submit, right? Okay, let's submit. What do you want me to do? Okay, dear, yes, okay. Oh, it makes me sick. Don't. All right, this is very important. So we want to understand how does it actually work. Now we go on further to talk about this, okay? And then the word in verse 7, the word is likewise. So there is a mutual relationship. Dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel. You try to say that to a woman today, weaker vessel. Whoa. Right, when I was in New York once, you know, and I forgot that we were living in those days where you don't open the doors to people. So I was there in the front, I was going to open the door, and this lady was walking there and stared at me. So I mean, close the door in your face, what? Right, so you have a big problem too. And of course, nowadays a bit more polite, and they will say thank you. A lot of people first glare at you. What do you think, we are weaker? I cannot open the door myself. But there are people who are really nasty like that. I mean, seriously, they are nasty people. Right? So we got all kinds of people. But the word submission has to be balanced with, dwell with them with honor. You need to balance both. Right? The problem is that in every family, there is a struggle as to who wears the pants in the house. Who is the one who is the real leader? Who is the one who is the one who is the tribal head? You think the quiet lady, no power, huh? When she opens your eyes, and then, okay. Suddenly we realize, okay. All right, I will manage all the bigger affairs, right? All the house you manage. I will manage the Iran war affair. I will manage the Cuba concern. I will manage the US and China ties. Okay, these are what I manage them. You look after the household. What are we talking about? But this is a very grim, real reality. But sometimes the part of the problem is that men have considered already, before they enter into the arena, they already concede, I am gone case, sure lose one. And that's it. They've already ceded the victory to the women folk. That's it. I mean, this is a big tussle. Now, in a lot of wedding commitments nowadays, those vows, this word, do you promise to submit, is no longer used in many places. That's why I use the word mutual submission. Ours is not your old ancient traditional. I changed the words into mutual submission. Because that's how I understand 1 Peter. Right? But in the traditional one, it would be wives to obey husband. Stop. Right? And some people will laugh themselves to death when they hear that. What? Seriously? Women submit? Not going to happen. Right? So I think we all understand. Because there are husbands which really need to be pulled by the ear, you know. Because they're not going to listen, and you don't pull them by the ear, nothing happens. Unfortunately. Right? But again here, The challenge is not to control. The challenge here is not to exert. This is a mutual kind of understanding. Right? Now this is very important. There are some who are better than, I know of one family. You know, if the roof needs fixing, right? It's the wife who will climb up the roof and fix the tiles. But if there's anything washing in the house, it's the husband. The wife cannot do it. Why? I have no idea why people are what they are, but that's how it works in life. So you just do whatever is best that you can do. And if you can't, that's it. I hope you understand. It's a very difficult time. That's why we end up with a lot of battles, and some battles can be very long and prolonged, and then the results of that battle are always both sides. Both have suffered, both are damaged along the way, and becomes a very serious problem. Right? This is why you see so many people don't want to get married. What for? Seriously. Those who are not married, they want to get married. Those who are married, they ask, well, why do you get married? One day there was this man who went to a bar. And he was mumbling to himself, why did you die? Why did you die? Why did you die? And he drank. And he drank. And he someone friend came to him. Why are you so unhappy? Why are you drinking like that? And he said, somebody died. I said, is it your relative? No. Is it your good friend? No. Then why are you so upset? If he hadn't died, then I wouldn't have done this. But because he died, I did this. Why? What did you die? What did you die? So what did you do? I married his widow. And that was the worst mistake that he ever made. So he said to him, why did you die? You see, sometimes we look it on the surface, it looks all right. But this whole idea of mutual submission is a very, very challenging thing to consider. It's not a straightforward thing, but you've got to think about it and say, wow, I've just got to understand this. Obviously, there's tension with the world. Obviously, there's tension in the family. Right? The question is how to engage these things. I mean, this is going to be important. So when we take a look at some of these things happening, we just have to understand it and say, please understand this. All right, so nowadays we have all kinds of things which are changing. Right? Now, sometimes you have reversal of roles. Right? Some men are better at householding. Some women are better at really bringing in the bacon. And you know what? That's mutual submission. It works. But if you're looking at this a fixed way, you have problem. If you have to depend on men to bring home the bacon, you'll be eating youtiao and tea for a long, long time because there's no money coming in. Right? But when you have a lady who is very, very good in her work and everything else and is able to support the family, then do the wise thing. Let her work. This is important. Right? So this is not a straightforward thing. There are all kinds of things that we need to seriously look at. And a lot of people will have to sort all of this out because we are looking at a changing world. We're looking at changing society. And, you know, we just have to understand what this is all about. And we have to understand and accept that certain things are what they are. And we have to learn how to adjust to the. So this is this part of submission. It will still be practiced. It's a question of how you have wisdom and discretion and judgment and discernment to apply things as they are. And this is important, right? So sometimes you have all kinds of things. You have a non-Christian husband with a Christian wife, and the Christian wife wants to go to church, and the husband said, no, what do you do? Do you submit or you don't? Right? So you're going to say, no, this is my life, this is my faith, this is important to me. My first obedience is to God, and I'm going to church. Right? Of course, there'll be consequences. And you have to be prepared for the consequences too. Well, so there are certain things that adjust, that you need to adjust them very carefully, and then adjust them well. Once you have knowledge, understanding, discernment, that will go a long, long way. Okay? So think about this thing very carefully, very hard, and then you will see this far better. All right, any other questions you want to raise up, we'll be happy to think of. But this submission, think about it. Later on, we'll talk about this next, but tomorrow we'll talk about actual suffering. That we understand the principle of submission first, because we're going to go into suffering. Right? So we are looking at the whole idea of salvation and sainthood. Right? That's what we mean by being holy. Right? So we're talking about salvation and what it means to serve. Right? Part of Living Stones concept. So we are talking about. So now we talk about salvation and submission. Tomorrow we'll talk about salvation and suffering. They're all interrelated. Right? The question is how to cope with all of these things. And if we can, we will be the stronger, we will be the wiser, we'll be the more mature for it. Okay? Think about this. Right? I'm just going to pray with you and then we'll prepare for lunch. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the challenging word we read. Teach us this principle of submission. Give us wisdom, faith, courage, strength to be able to fulfill this word given by you. We pray that you will continue to help us to learn deep truths. We pray for your blessings as we prepare our hearts for the afternoon and the night sessions. We pray that the word of God will just come alive to us even more strongly. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.